Charlotte was a country girl whose figure was ideal. But she was naive and easily persuaded by a smooth-talking carny to don a revealing bikini and sit in the dunk tank near the ring toss. She thought she was on her way to Hollywood, so she didn't concern herself with how deep the water was. Besides, no one even bothered to find out if she could swim or not. He was drunk and fell over, but others believe he was pushed, and that with his last breath he whispered Charlotte's name to the crowd that surrounded him. Must have caught a glimpse of Charlotte, for she was made blind as a bat and stark raving mad. When a fat redneck sheriff lost all his money at the shooting gallery, decided it was rigged and beat the carny with a blackjack until the carny's 12-year-old deaf and dumb son panicked and stabbed him in the butt with a penknife. The sheriff shot him dead and was then killed by the grief-stricken carny with one of the rifles used to shoot the lead ducks that go around and around and around. How long Charlotte's spirit will haunt the carnival. Most seem to think she won't quit until it's shut down for good. So the next time the carnival comes to your town and you feel like going for a cheap thrill, just remember the thrill you seek could be your last.
Charlotte, Charlotte, Charlotte.